These are all my sunflowers.
They're getting there. Big.
They're doing well. Last year, I kind of had some mishaps, and they didn't turn out very well, so I'm looking for redemption this year. It's very, very tricky working with the deer. We have to cage a lot of things in, but I've got a lot of marigolds growing, and the geraniums. Those are two that the deer really don't like, so I try and grow enough of those that I can spread them out through the gardens to help slow them down. Dusty Millers, pansies, a couple different types of daisies. The nasturtiums. The nasturtiums are always a big hit around town. People love those. They make tons of flowers, but they vine out as well. So they are really great for, you know, covering hand railings and posts and stuff like that. They're also edible. I find people in the parks all the time picking them and eating them. So, you know, more power to them. Traditionally, the last frost date is May 15th. So trying to get everything in the ground safely and have it looking good for Mayfest by May 17th, it's a bit of a challenge sometimes, because like the nasturtiums that everybody loves so much, one good frost will kill them dead instantly. So those ones I typically wait until like a day or two before Mayfest to plant them. But yeah, that week before Mayfest, it's just a planting frenzy. So in town goes from nothing to everything. I've just got one helper. His name's Daniel Poost. He likes doing the kind of work we do where we're just making stuff look good. You'll see our two little trucks driving around town, back of them full of flowers. And it's very gratifying in that sense, you know. It's like when you get done doing your job, you can see your results, and it's really nice. That's for the rest of the cemetery. This is a lot of work in itself. I've actually got a headstone right here in the truck. I've got two more in the garage that I got over the winter that we need to put in.
Do you wait till the snow's gone to do that work?
Yeah, I typically wait till the snow's gone and the ground is thawed out. Not this winter, but the winter before, we got a tremendous amount of snow, really, really heavy snow. And unfortunately, it sunk a lot of the headstones. So that's another job we have to do, is we actually lift them up. And then we'll put rock underneath of them to bring them up level with the ground. They're really heavy. You know, as people bring stuff up, the flowers and whatnot, as the flowers die and go to waste, we'll remove those and clean them up. Trying to just keep the place looking tidy. All the headstones, you can see the grass growing over them. We have to weed eat every headstone in this place. That alone can take several days. And we also, you know, we do the burials. Public Works comes out and assists with that. So we get about six guys going on those. Yeah, this aspect of the job can be kind of difficult, just for the fact that I was born and raised here. Everybody knows everybody. So even if I'm not close to the person that I'm, you know, hosting a funeral for, I know somebody that is. I think it was the third funeral I had to do. It was a really close friend of mine that I grew up with. That was pretty difficult. Really made me wonder if I wanted to do this job, but I've really grown to appreciate it. I've had a lot of people come up here and truly just let their guard down as soon as they saw me and thank me for being here, because they're having a hard time. And it was, I guess, comforting for them knowing they had somebody they know here to help them out. They knew everything was going to get taken care of, so I've gotten kind of attached to it in that sense. I almost feel like I have an obligation now to make sure everybody's taken care of properly. There's a lot of people that come up here. There's probably a dozen people that are up here almost weekly. I see people all the time that will drive up here, and sometimes they just sit in their car, you know, and they just sit here for 20 minutes and listen to music or whatever they're doing, but they're coming up to spend a little time with a loved one. So right now it's kind of hard for me, because there are people that come up here and they see a headstone that's sunken, you know, and when you see the look on their face, it really is tough to deal with, you know. You want to do everything you can to make them feel better, so. And that's another one of the really good parts about the job is, you know, when you get done with the funeral and the people come up here and they see the headstone and it looks beautiful and everything's nice, and, you know, they bring me a pie or, you know, whatever, and they're very grateful, so. It's possibly the only job I've ever had that people thank me, you know, this much and really show their appreciation for what I'm doing. So that goes a long way. It really does. Knowing that you're making a difference for people at the end of the day.